Twin Peaks, you know, the whole world sort of existed in its own sort of alternate reality in an amazing way. But it was everybody in that show was sort of odd and had their own quirks. This show takes place much more in the real world, but it's almost as if there's some mysterious elements that are invading the real world. So I think characters are just a little bit more relatable in that sense of, you know, if you grew up in a small town or wherever you grew up, you sort of know these characters, but it's the dark forces, you know, that are surrounding them that are going to be unfamiliar. I know what we keep saying to people is, this show, it's not Twin Peaks, it's not trying to be Twin Peaks, it's just made by some of the biggest Twin Peaks fans out there.
On today's episode of Daytime Confidential, we go primetime to chat with big screen and small screen writer Josh Applebaum, one of the creators, along with Andre Nimick and Scott Rosenberg, of ABC's scary upcoming mystery drama Happy Town, premiering Wednesday, April 28th. Josh, thanks for being here with us.
Oh, great to be here, guys. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure.
So, Josh, I was watching the first act of the premiere episode of Happy Town on Hulu, and I have to say, I'm already hooked. Can you give us a little bit more of a peek at the show than we saw on the teaser?
Yeah, the preview you guys saw, that's just the beginning of the fun of Happy Town. You know, we really wanted to bring a good old-fashioned, scary, mystery, small-town show back to television. It's something that, you know, we kind of grew up on Twin Peaks and Stephen King novels, and, you know, we just, there was huge influences in our lives, you know, creatively, and we wanted to try to take a swing at bringing that back to television, and we think we really came up with something fun. You know, the pilot introduces a lot of elements, a lot of characters to it. The one thing I could say is that as the show moves forward, there's not any one of those elements that are not important moving forward, meaning everybody is a suspect, everybody in the town has a mystery. There's lots of, you know, the pilot opens with this sort of brutal act in an ice shed in the middle of a frozen over lake in Minnesota. And there's, at the very end of the pilot, there's an equally, if not greater, act of sort of shock and violence that I think will really have people talking when the episode, after the episode airs.
Nice. We like shock and violence here at Daytime Confidential.
Right on.
Now,
I have to say, you know, we've worked on ABC for years. You know, we've done a lot of shows from Alias to Life on Mars, and they were really great about, you know, look, this is a 10 o'clock drama. There's something in it for everybody. You know, there's romance, there's humor, there's great characters. But we were given the high sign to kind of go for it in terms of, you know, again, just some truly scary moments. And, you know, the one thing I would say, you know, for any audiences that aren't as inclined towards, you know, the more horror genre, this show is not a horror show. It's not a slasher pick. I mean, it really is a big small town drama where something terrible is happening. So, you know, what we really tried to do is make sure that the audiences care about the characters or invested in the characters. So when these, you know, terrible things happen, it's not just, oh my God, that's gross, but there's actually emotional repercussions for the, you know, the town and for the audience watching.
Now, it's funny you mentioned Twin Peaks. When I wrote my initial blog post about the show after seeing, I think, the trailer, I said it reminded me of, like, Twin Peaks meets Everwood. So you would say that's a fair assessment?
Yeah, I mean, what we keep saying is, I mean, we're truly, I was the co-president of the Twin Peaks fan club in college, which,
Nice.
Which, it didn't, you know, help me terribly much with the ladies, but it was a good time. But, what we keep saying to people is, because, you know, look, we want to kind of manage expectations, but be upfront with people. Look, this is not Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks was, you know, so much in that sort of David Lynch universe. I think, you know, probably the biggest difference is that in Twin Peaks, you know, the whole world sort of existed in its own sort of alternate reality in an amazing way. But it was everybody in that show was sort of odd and had their own quirks. This show takes place much more in the real world, but it's almost as if there's some mysterious elements that are invading the real world. So I think characters are just a little bit more relatable in that sense of, you know, if you grew up in a small town or wherever you grew up, you sort of know these characters, but it's the dark forces, you know, that are surrounding them that are going to be unfamiliar. I mean, what we keep saying to people is, this show, it's not Twin Peaks. It's not trying to beat Twin Peaks. It's just made by some of the biggest Twin Peaks fans out there.
Gotcha.
Josh, Happy Town boasts quite the impressive cast, from Sam Neill to Steven Weber. Did you write any of the characters with anyone in mind for the parts?
You know, interestingly, the only person that, look, I mean, we got Sam Neill, you know, we were just over the moon about it. You know, frankly, everybody in this cast was our first choice, and so we were very, very fortunate in that respect. The only person that we specifically wrote for, I mean, who would ever dream that Sam Neill would actually do the show, so that was something that we sort of were very fortunate to have happen. The only person that we actually specifically wrote it for was Jeff Stoltz, who's our lead. We'd worked with him before on the show called October Road, and he was, you know, just somebody that we thought, my God, this guy is a huge star, and he needs to be on October Road. He was the second or third lead on the show. We were like, we got to put this guy at the center of his own show. And it's funny, out in L.A., he's one of those guys that people are like, that guy is going to be the next George Clooney. You know, there's so many people who believe sort of in the future of Jeff Stoltz. And we had worked with him, had a great relationship with him. And so when we came up with the idea for the show, we specifically wrote Tommy Conroy, the lead character, for Jeff. He was sort of aware of the script as we were doing it. Thank God the network let us cast him, because we sort of promised him the part before we even mentioned it to the network. But
that's the way it should be.
It all worked out.
Well, yeah, I've been a fan of Jeff's all the way back to, I think I saw him first on Seventh Heaven, and I watched him in October Road, and there was also Amy Acker is in this, from Alias and Angel and Dollhouse fame. How will all the murder, mayhem, and kidnappings challenge this happy couple in Happy Town this premiere season?
Well, all I could say is that, you know, first off, you know, Jeff's character, Tommy, you know, he starts off in this place. He's this deputy in a town with no crime. His father's the sheriff. He's got this beautiful wife played by Amy. Life is good and pretty easy. By the end of the pilot, nothing will be easy for him. Things will happen to his father that will thrust Jeff into a greater role of responsibility, and that'll take a toll on his personal life. And I will tease that somewhere, that if you stick around for the end of the third episode, something cataclysmic will occur that will bring Amy's character very, you know, in the first couple episodes, she's sort of the wife dealing with, you know, the husband who's now this new responsibility. But at the end of the third episode, something huge will happen in the very final moments that will sort of shift the paradigm of the first season of the show and will thrust Amy's character very much into the mythology of the show and into the storytelling and in kind of a huge and exciting way.
Wow, that's a lot. You know, I'm sitting here thinking back to those first 14 minutes, and yeah, I can't wait to see. I'm ready to see the rest of it. One of your casting choices that has us being a soap blog kind of excited, considering the 6 degrees of soaperation, as we like to call it, is Ben Schnitzer, who is the son of Steven Schnitzer from Another World fame. Tell us a little bit about his character, Andrew Haplin.
Yeah, Ben plays Andrew Haplin, who's the, he plays Steven Weber's son. He's sort of the, and his family, the Haplins, they're the founding family of the town. The town is called Haplin, Minnesota, so he's sort of the heir apparent to the town. And he's sort of a golden boy to some extent. And he has a great romance in the show. He's actually dating this girl, Georgia, played by Sarah Gaydon, who is a girl from, you know, the quote-unquote other side of the tracks. And so it's a real sort of Romeo and Juliet romance. His family forbids it. Her family forbids it. But they love each other, and they're, you know, drawn towards each other. And we'll sort of see their struggle to maintain their relation throughout the course of the season, but also for Ben, he has a great journey where, you know, being the founding family of this town and being a town with darkness and spirit, he's also in a battle to kind of not get sucked into the darkness to the extent that it exists, you know, in his family blood. And so we sort of see him on, you know, a struggle and a journey to not get kind of drawn over to the dark side. We got a lot of, it's Star Wars and Twin Peaks and all these great things rolled up into one.
Nice. Well, your history with Alias and everything is all coming into play because you've got a lot of good stuff going. From the teaser, I saw that there is this bread factory. Now, do the Haplins own that?
They do. It's called Our Daily Bread, and it's owned by the Haplins, and it's run by Steven Weber. And actually, the mother, Steven Weber's mother, sort of the matriarch of the town, is played by Frances Conroy, who you might remember from 6 Feet Under.
Love her.
The mother in 6 Feet Under. She appears in the first 10 minutes of the second episode. And she has a huge part in the series moving forward. I mean, she's not in the first hour, but we introduce her in the second, and she's in every episode afterwards for the most part.
It sounds like you guys have a lot of great stuff crammed into the first 3 episodes when people will be testing out your show, and I can't wait to see it. What stuck out for me about Happy Town's sneak peek is that the town looks and feels like a real small town. I understand you guys filmed on location in Canada. What was it like shooting the series amongst our neighbors to the north?
It was great. I mean, you know, we had never done one of our own shows, you know, up in Canada, and really what the challenge was for us was, you know, we wanted the show to take place around this time of year, you know, in the spring when, you know, in Minnesota, the ice is thawing and all that stuff. And when we shot the pilot, it just wasn't practical to shoot it in Minnesota. But up in Canada, you know, one of the things it was an education for us in Toronto, there's an incredible actor base there. There's, you know, because we have the interesting thing about the show is we flew, you know, a bunch of our series regulars in from Los Angeles, but it's a small town, so we needed to have just a great crop of local actors that we can bring in and out of episodes as we wanted to, and Toronto really provided that. It also provided an access to New York because they're so close by. So, for instance, Ben Schnetzer, he's based out of New York, and we were able to sort of relocate him very easily, you know, from New York to Toronto, and bring up other actors from New York as need be with relative ease.
Josh, I read in a Buddy TV interview, I think it was, that you and Andre have actually known each other since the third grade. Did you guys did you ever imagine you'd grow up to work together on some of Hollywood's hottest projects like Alias and the upcoming Mission Impossible 4?
No, it's really a total dream come true. I mean, we've known each other for, you know, like you said, since the third grade, and we used to be in, you know, theater class together. Andre would always be the leading man. I would always be playing the tree in the background.
Sounds like us, huh, Luke?
Yeah, it does. It really does.
There you go. It's been really a dream come true. I mean, we've been just being able to collaborate for all these years and we have a great relationship. And, you know, meeting Scott several years ago and sort of beginning to collaborate with him on October Road and Life on Mars, it's been great. There's nothing better than, as you guys know, than working with your friends. And you know, we just have a great shorthand together, and it's been a blast.
Nice. Now, being that we're a soap opera blog, one of the things that we've kind of been looking at here lately as some of the soaps kind of go to the great television in the, you know, television museum in the sky, is we've been looking at a lot of shows that have webisodes and, you know, shows that are moving to the web. Happy Town seems like it would be ripe for a webisodic companion. Is that something we could see in the future?
It's funny, we've had a lot of discussion about that, and it's definitely something we're talking about. You know, one of the things that's worth saying is we made a very conscious decision to start off the series with these 8 episodes. You know, normally there might be 13, there could be 22, but it was a conscious decision. You know, first of all, 20 years ago, Twin Peaks did 8 episodes on ABC, so we kind of like that kismet, but you know, one of the things the 8 episodes allowed us to do was to jam tons of story into these 8 episodes, and you'll see so much each week, so much is going to happen, and so these first eight episodes are so jam-packed that I think starting off with webisodes this early on, it's almost like so much happening at the moment. It's like, I wouldn't even know what to put on the webisodes, but if we get a second season, it would be more of like a 22-episode season, hopefully, and that would be a great time, like when, you know, the show is in a rhythm and stuff, to be like, okay, here's a cool little gap we could fill in. There's a cool, you know, little storyline that we could enhance via the web. You know, we're big, look, you know, with all of our stuff, we've been big fans of that. I mean, you know, with October Road, even though it wasn't strictly for the web, you know, the show got canceled before we were able to wrap up the show, and we were, you know, we're so thankful for the fans. We actually wrote, and NBC was kind enough to produce like a 15-minute wrap-up of the series that went directly to the DVD. So we're big fans of, so everybody would have closure, you know, we're big fans of enhancing the experience, additional content, giving the audience, you know, kind of as much of a 360-degree experience when watching the show as possible.
Well, I'll tell you what. They better let you guys have a good long run, because, like, one of the things I loved about October Road is being, you know, an aspiring writer myself. That's one of the things that's your greatest fear is you write about your friends and family and then they all turn on you. So I wanted to see how that played out.
But,
yeah, it was a good show, and Happy Town looks to be a good show, too. All right, Josh, thank you so much for being here with us. Happy Town premieres tonight on ABC. Check your local listings and keep checking back here for Daytime Confidential, where we will be live blogging the premiere. Josh, thanks for being here.
Yes.
Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it.